back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank studio.
All right, we're heading to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program Amy from I've Been Framed. Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. And I want to start. And I know you see a lot. A lot comes through your doors and over your counters throughout the years. And you might not remember this, but it was a couple years ago. Just to give you some background, we rescue dogs. We've done that quite a bit. And this particular one we rescued, she was a breeder from the Amish down in Indiana. She just had a horrific life before we were able to get her. We got her into our house, and we gave her the love and attention for like 5 years. She ended up having a heart murmur and passed away. But we had a picture that was kind of like a blue tint picture that we had of her. We brought it to you. You guys did a fabulous job framing that for us. And I think of that every time we look at that picture, which is hanging up in our dining room area of our beautiful, sweet Lulu. So thank you so much for that and preserving that memory for us.
I totally remember that, too.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Of course, yeah. I remember that. Yep. Yeah, now, glad you still love it.
How, you know, because I know you handle a lot of memories for a lot of you. Did some for Greg O'Connor and for other people here. I mean, do memories get jogged? Do you think of some of the stuff that has come through and what you've done at I've Been Framed? Do you have memories just kind of come back?
All the time, because, you know, a lot of what we do is sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we do memorial type things or, you know, things for loved ones, funerals and things like that. And those are the ones that really get me because I'm a big family person. Mm-hmm. And so when people come in and, you know, something is tragic has happened or anything like that, those are some of the things that live with me, that live on, you know, but there's always happy things. There's graduations and weddings, mm-hmm. and childbirth, and you know, we frame a lot of wedding invitations and really celebratory type things too. And so, you know, vacation memories, people bring art back from all over the world, so we've seen really cool things over the years. But usually it's when the people come in and you get a big hug and a thank you, and you know, those are the things that stay, because, you know, sometimes I'm like, I just do picture framing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just picture framing like this. I have to remember that it's something that really sticks with people and is an emotional thing for people. And I can deliver that for them.
What is probably, you've seen a lot, but what's like one of the things that stands out the most when it comes to unique things? So we run through a list every day of some of the different things that you're able to frame. What's one of the more unique things that you've put in a frame for customers?
You know, usually it's just items. People have a lot of items that they frame, you know. I was just, we many years ago when they tore up the old Breslin Center, we did part of the floor.
Mm.
Somebody had gone up and gotten part of the floor, and we shadow boxed that. We've done, just recently, we did a full 1930s MSU jersey. Mm. And I had no idea that MSU had been gold and black in their school colors. And it was the coolest old jersey. So we do get to see some pretty cool things and a lot of history.
Right. Yeah, that does sound cool. And it's nice to be able to kind of have that niche in your life to where you're preserving these memories and these moments for people of Jackson.
We had a guy come in. He had the sticker off the side of a World War II plane.
Oh, wow.
I know. Like, people come in with some of the coolest stuff. And so we had to figure out how to get this mammoth sticker in a frame and get it displayed for him. But we did, and it was very, very cool.
Was that like the biggest thing that you framed?
I have done an 8-foot painting before.
Uh-huh.
Military uniforms tend to get really big if you're doing the top and bottom. They're usually 6 to 7 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we do get into some pretty large items. And that is fine. We're fully capable of doing anything from a 3x3 all the way up to 12 foot. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and this is one of the things that's popular right around Christmas. Somebody wants to commemorate or frame that memory. and it makes a fabulous gift. And are you currently taking orders for that? I know we're getting close. What's the timeline in order to get some framing done for the Christmas season?
Well, Mark, because the front of our store, the whole store is full of pre-made frames.
Mm-hmm.
So we can definitely do things up until a couple of days before Christmas. We don't actually recommend that because, you know, it's short in time.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's in stock, you know, if you do come up with something very last minute, we can definitely deliver. You know, if you can give us the, you know, if you can get in as soon as possible, we can even get into some of the more custom frames and ordering in a custom frame. And once we pass that point, which is next week, we mm-hmm. still have a store full of frames that we can use to make your Christmas gifts come to fruition.
We're talking with Amy from I've Been Framed Custom Framing Design Center. And now, do you want people to come in? Should they phone first? Should they go online? What should they do to get a hold of you?
Our hours are on every platform. You can text us at our store number, too. So you can call us or text us. Make sure that what you want done can be done. Otherwise, just swing in. We would love to have you. We're there all of our normal business hours, and we're just ready to see and help you out for Christmas.
All right. And if you can't find them, they're the purple building. There's not a whole lot of purple buildings in Jackson. They're the purple building on the corner of North and Wisner. So,
got it.
All right. Now, wait, was that by design, or when you're in whichever home store you're in, you're like, okay, that's the mist tint color. We'll take that one. Or how did you come up with the purple building?
Well, when my mom owned the business, mm-hmm. her favorite colors are lime green and purple. And so that's what she created as the logo and the brand and all of that. And so through the years, the purple building on the corner of North and Wisner became just our kind of tagline, and I can never change it. And so I'm going with my mom.
Right.
You know, mothers know best, right?
Right. Well, yeah, for sure. So how long have you been in charge of I've Been Framed?
I purchased the store in 2016, but I have been there since 2003, so
okay.
I've got 22 years under my belt this year.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about...
You're in good hands.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. We've talked quite a bit about the framing part of it, but there's also printing that goes along with the framing. Tell us about that.
Well, we do have, on our website, we have a fine art catalog, so you can go on and choose different artist prints, kind of like going on to some of the major... poster websites, but it's fine art. It's curated by some of the greatest companies in the world. And so you can go on there and you can pick prints, and we can print them on photo paper. We can do it on fine art paper. And we can also do canvas printing and stretching. We can also do photographs that you can send via the website, which is ibenframejackson.com, or you can come in and we can take photos off your phone and help you out that way.
Okay. So when someone's coming up to you with a picture off your phone, I mean, is there that conversation that you have to, oh, wait, I need this in a larger format. I need more pixels, or I need something. Do you help troubleshoot a little bit with your clients?
We do. We sit down with anybody who needs help. I know that before I did get into printing, I didn't know a lot about, you know, resolutions and pixels and doing things in printing. And so when people come in and, you know, they want, oh, I want this in an 8x10. And I'm like, well, the size of it and the shape of it's going to get you in an 8x12. What, you know, let's look at this and have a discussion. And we'll sit right down at the computer and look at it in different programs and get it to what they exactly want in their print.
Right. I also see on here corporate framing. What does that mean?
So at I've Been Framed, we do work with different corporations to curate and frame art programs for different companies anywhere throughout the state of Michigan, actually. So if you're if you're remodeling or a new build and you need help, or you're working with a decorator and they're looking to do some framing for you, we can not only curate the art for you, but install it just start to finish. We meet our deadlines. So it's just kind of a cool thing to take decision-making off your plate. We just send art to you to okay, and if you give us the go, we get it done and it's installed, and you mm-hmm. just all you have to do is look at it when it's done.
So these are like for someone who's looking to decorate their office, then they could pick from the
hospitals, okay. hotels, gotcha. Restaurants. Oh. Yeah.
Cool.
So we've been doing hospital and medical framing since, I don't know, 2005. So mm-hmm. we're very much in the know of what needs to happen in the medical field, in even getting into safety hardware so that things don't fall off the wall in restaurants and all kinds. We're
interesting.
We're in the know.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, it's something that you need to be aware of the location, you have to kind of come up with and create a flow, because you notice from one end of the building to the other, no matter where you are, that those pieces tend to have a theme. They all kind of look like each other, and it just ties the whole business together when you have the art flowing from one side to the other.
It absolutely does. And, you know, different industries have different standards in the artwork that they will and can use. And having that knowledge is helpful when you're picking artwork too. So a lot of places, you know, have a color theme or, you know, they can't have red in their prints or they can't have animals. And so those are the things that you have to keep in mind when you're curating art for different companies and different industries.
Cool. All right. Very good. So, again, if somebody wants information, they could always stop in during your business hours, the Purple Building on the corner of North and Wisner. Amy from I've Been Framed Custom Framing Design Center. What else is the best way to get a hold of you?
You can give us a buzz, 517-783-3810. You can also text that number. Our website is ibenframejackson.com. You can reach us on there or even on Facebook if you're more of like a messenger kind of person. Just hop on and go to I've Been Framed on Facebook and give us a message there.
All right. And again, because of the holiday coming up, I can't believe it's, you know, here we are, the 11th.
I know, 2 weeks.
Already. I know, it's crazy. But you can... The message is, don't delay, but you still have a little bit of time, right?
Yeah, don't give up. Mm-hmm. Come see us and see what we can do to get that special gift to your person.
Amy, did we talk about everything that you wanted to talk about? Did we miss anything? Anything left untouched for our listeners?
No, just come on in and see us. We'll be, you know, happy to work with you and happy to see you.
Well, and again, thank you for doing such a fabulous job on that print that we had of Lulu. We do appreciate
that. Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you love it.
So thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again soon, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
That's Amy joining us here from I've Been Framed Custom Framing Design Center. It's 7:46, 14 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. This is AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.